of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Daffy Duck. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Olaf Summer Camp. The first summer camp for happy snowmen.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And we have new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, so why not get an annual podcast to this podcast by subscribing on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, not Google Play apparently, or wherever you get your podcast from. Simply search for the Obscure Disney Podcast or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
We got to get the gears going.
Right?
Chug, 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 chug.
And it's a little bit of a lie. We are on Google Play.
But are we on Google Play?
Yes, but the Google Home Mini speaker doesn't think we are.
Oh, rude.
Right? We try to get it to play ourselves, and you can
That's
do it.
That's not vain at all.
It's all we do.
Google, talk to us.
Right? I want to hear our voice right from Google speaker
right.
all day long. It's kind of fun.
Well, this has nothing to do with that.
No.
What we're talking about today. But it does have something to do with our last podcast, because we talked a little bit about Mineral King Ski Resort.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I took it as the perfect opportunity to branch off and talk about my favorite show at Disney, which is The Country Bears.
You like it more than Elsa and Frozen?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, Elsa and Frozen is fine. And, you know, it's just, it's not my favorite movie. It's not something that I really enjoy. It is good to watch, though. Country Bears I've liked since I was very young. And it kind of has, like, that Chuck E. Cheese kind of fascination for me.
Yeah.
When you're little and you can see the characters moving and you're really close to them, it's not fake. There's no screens. It's literally like an animatronic sitting there. There's something about that that really speaks to me.
Yeah. And Chuck E. Cheese totally stole their concept right from Disney, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
That's totally where they got it from.
Yeah. Not, they weren't nearly as intricate as the Disney ones, obviously.
That's true. They were not.
It was still the kind of the same concept. And, you know, credit to where credit is due, they put it in Disney World first. And it was super popular at Disney World, and then they moved it to Disneyland.
Country Bear?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I thought we were talking about Chuck E. Cheese, and I was like, I don't remember.
Don't you remember the Chuck E. Cheese at Disney World? No, the Country Bear Jamboree. And it was so popular in Florida that they moved it, didn't move it, but they duplicated it in California, built a whole land around it called Bear Country.
Oh.
Built a restaurant, and the theater had two separate theaters so they could be loading and unloading simultaneously.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, it was very efficient.
Do they only have one theater in Florida?
They do just have the one theater in Florida.
Hmm.
Which explains a couple things about the show.
Yeah.
For a while there, they would switch out the show seasonally. So the bears would get like a new clothing overlay, and they would sing different songs and things like that.
Oh, that would be fun.
And I'm really disappointed that they don't do it anymore.
Hmm.
Because when I was growing up, I never saw the original bear show. The one that's actually in Florida, I never saw, because we were only ever there for the summer. So I saw the summer overlay.
Oh,
and I was so confused for years why people would be like, that never happened in the show. I'm like, it totally did. Come to find out as an adult, I'm like, oh, that's why. Because I only ever saw the summer show versus the standard show.
Didn't you say that they did like the Beach Boys overlay basically with it? Is that what it was?
I loved it so much. And so we're going to go obscure on this one.
Okay.
As is our name.
Yeah.
And talk about the Vacation Hoedown, because it's by far my favorite version of the show.
Oh.
And there's a couple reasons for it. So when we first went to the Country Bear Jamboree in Florida, what were you expecting? Like, because I know I talk it up a lot, but I wonder if it's a major letdown when people actually go to it.
No, I think it's a lot like a lot of things at Disney parks, right? A lot of it uses a lot of animatronics in theaters. So yeah. I totally was expecting that. And we were lucky enough to go really late at night in the evening. So it was already dark and kind of rustic feeling anyway. It felt like there should be a campfire out front.
Yeah.
And then when we got there, we were one of the few groups inside the theater at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a great experience the first time.
Yeah.
I had a fantastic time with it. Funny enough, when we went back, I couldn't remember all the details. I just remembered some lady bear in a swing. And I was looking at the curtains as they were all opening and closing. And I was like, where does the lady in the swing come from? Like, I couldn't remember at all. And then there you go. The ceiling just opens up and down she comes. And I was like, no wonder. I loved it so much.
It's the best part. Right?
It reminds me of so many nightclub videos that I've seen throughout the years.
Right.
And they probably completely stole it from Disney.
Yeah. Probably.
Real people, not animatronics, because they don't got that kind of money.
I would love to go to a club that had animatronic bears coming out of the ceiling.
And honestly, though, that effect that they have where it is an animatronic on a swing that gets dropped down from the ceiling.
Isn't it incredible?
It really is an incredible effect to think about how they get all of that to work properly and have done so for, I don't know, how long has it been open now?
It opened down there in the 70s, in 1971. Dang. It opened.
And she's been swinging ever since.
She's a swinger. Well, what's funny about it, too, is like...
This is my dream, by the way, is just to swing for 40 years on end. Just go back and forth.
That would be really weird of a career to be picking up
on. Oh, a career. Yeah, I guess if no... I don't know if anybody would ever pay me for this.
Oh, you're just willing to.
Just, yeah, if I could pick my life, this is what it would be. Just swing.
Dress in pretty clothes and swing all day.
I didn't even think about that element of it. Yeah. But yeah, that totally just sells it on even more.
My favorite thing about her, actually, is that, you know, animatronics, they're not, especially the ones from the 70s, aren't super fluid. Like, they don't have lots of movement. But they were very careful in how they built them so that they looked like bears. And so when you watch her swinging, she has weight to her. Like, her little backside hangs down a little bit off the back of the swing. And she's got her hands and they fiddle a little bit with the ropes as she's swinging her little feet kick.
Yeah.
It looks so believable.
Truly.
Even though you know 100% that it's not, you know?
We do. Well, some of the kids probably may not.
Well, there you go.
It's possible.
I mean, Disney magic.
Right?
So I wanted to talk about the Country Bear Jamboree Vacation Hoedown in kind of a retrospective way. Because in 2002, I was super excited because they were making a movie version of the Country Bears.
That was just my one and only note I have right here.
Oh, really?
Was going to be, have they ever made a video of the, like a show of the Country Bears? And
they
now you're telling
have.
Me?
They
have. Interesting.
And it was horrific.
Oh.
I was so disappointed with it because, like I said, I grew up loving the Country Bears.
Yeah.
And then they turned it into this almost Sesame Street-esque weirdness. Like, it was full-grown people in bear costumes with animatronic heads.
Mm.
And they had very minimal amounts of the bears, and it was like, oh, the Country Bears are retired, and so they have to get back together to save their old theater, like a very Muppety kind of thing, you know?
What year was this made?
2002.
Oh.
So they knew full well what they were doing.
They did.
And it made me mad.
By then, they should have known.
But my grand idea for it was it should have been a road trip type movie with the bears collecting all the acts to head to the bear theater.
Yeah.
They, you know, perhaps... So the characters of the bears, excuse me, the characters of the bears are all based around a leader bear named Henry. He's kind of the MC of the show. And then they have the Five Bear Rugs, which is the house band that plays in the theater. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if they somehow convince Disney that they're a good act? And Disney says, great, we need you to fill this show. Come on down. And they say, oh, dear, we better round up all of our friends to come down and do this show with us.
Yeah.
And so they have kind of a road trip going around picking up other bears to bring down to do the show.
Yeah.
And then it culminates with them, you know, performing the show. And their Vacation Hoedown caricatures are really unique, which would make it fun to make the stories based around where they picked them up.
Now, would you set this show in the South, headed down to Florida?
You kind of have to go full country. So I might start it in like Oregon.
Okay.
And then they swing down through California and maybe down through the southern states. On their way to Florida.
That would make sense.
Because they have a couple people from the beach in the show and things like that. So I think that would have been way better. And I wouldn't have done the full body bear thing.
Right.
It didn't read as charming as the bears are in the attraction.
From your description, I would imagine that's true.
Right. It doesn't take much to look it up. It's pretty horrific. But if they would have even done just regular puppets, or if they would have used... I would have even not been mad about CGI at this point if you made the bears look like the bears that are in the show. The great thing about Mark Davis is that he puts so much personality into all of his characters that he designed that it's almost a disservice to the show to be like, let's just make them big, clunky refrigerators, you know?
Did Mark Davis create Country Bears originally?
He did.
Wow.
Yeah, when they were originally planning the ski lodge, Mark Davis was the one that was designing the bear characters.
Yeah.
So he's so well known for making so much character in each individual one that it's really sad that they chose to go blocky.
Yeah.
And the story was very uninspired, you know, kind of thing.
Really simple and easy, made just for kids.
Basically what it was there was a younger bear that was a fan, and it turns out they're trying to tear down the old country music hall where they performed.
Hmm.
So the little bear goes off to find them and bring them back to have a concert to save Bear Hall or whatever.
It sounds so Nashville. This is the kind of thing that happens in Nashville all
the time. It sounds very much like, I don't know if you've seen the more recent Muppets movies, but in the first reboot of the Muppets movie, they all kind of come together to try to save their theater.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that sort of thing.
It really is.
But I just really missed all the character that came with the Country Bears.
Right.
And that being said, the Country Bear show that's just normal, how many of those songs that they sing do you actually know?
I feel like I've heard them all, for sure.
Oh, really?
Because I'm old. That's what old guys do. They know old music.
You sit around and listen to Mama Don't Whoop Little Buford?
Okay, minus that one.
All the guys that turn me on, turn me down.
It seems somewhat familiar, right? Something my aunt would have sang around the house.
Right, and that's definitely what it has the feel of, is like 1960s country music, almost.
Yeah, totally like Hee-Haw or
something
era. Dukes of Hazzard, maybe? I don't know. Now, do they sing the song, Happy Trails to You?
They do not.
Okay. In my mind, that's the only thing I could remember from the show.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's not even in the show. We're batting two for two here. But I was wondering if they weren't...
I did notice the severe lack of Reba McEntire in the show, though.
That's what I was going to ask, is like, do you think the show would be more popular if they updated it with maybe not new country music, but at least more modern country artists?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they'd allow Dolly Parton to be in there because of the Dollywood
issue. Probably true.
They probably wouldn't allow that.
It would be hard not to do a Dolly song, wouldn't it?
It truly would be. But you could do like Patsy Cline or something, maybe. You know?
Could do that.
Like a crazy, crazy.
Well, that's definitely crazy a bear type reason, song.
Right?
And that's the great thing about the show.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Hungry for.
The bears kind of put like a funny twist on all the songs that they do.
Yeah.
And that makes it fun to watch. So like in the Country Bears Vacation Hoedown, there's a very large female bear named Trixie.
Ah, yes.
And
Trixie Mattel?
Not Trixie Mattel.
Okay. Another Trixie.
A different Trixie. But this Trixie is very large, and she sings a song about how her bread is as stale as all the lies that you told her. And at the end of the song, she goes, "This whole thing's about killed my appetite." You know, it's just fun. They do like little fun wink and nod kind of things, which I think would be super fun to bring into another Country Bears movie and really make this ride popular again. Like,
right.
I feel like while we were in Florida this last time we went, and it was pretty busy, honestly.
It was packed. Yeah. It was absolutely packed.
Again, it was New Year's, so it was probably so packed.
No, everything was packed. Everybody was looking for any inch that they could possibly.
Right.
Yeah, but do you remember the one and only poor guy that was working the attraction out front, like, had to tell people to stand away from the door because they were standing too close because
we were all packing in. Out and in, yeah.
And then the other people from the theater were coming out the wrong way, and so that was causing issue. Oh, man, it was stressful for them.
Yeah.
Not for me. We just stood there.
Yeah, we did. But I don't feel like...
Should have thrown on suspenders and helped him out.
There you go. I don't feel like the Country Bears is as popular as it possibly could be, and in my opinion should be. It's a very fun ride, but again, much like the Florida stuff, it's hard for them to shut down and revamp or update without causing other issues in the park. You know, the Country Bears is a good place for people to go in and sit for a minute and kind of clear out an area for a moment, right?
Right.
And that's kind of what the rides are, the shows are for, just to get people out of the humidity sometimes.
Right.
So I feel bad that they don't have the time to kind of do these overlays that would be super fun, like they used to.
Well, they did do an overlay while we were there this weekend because they had a DJ on the balcony of the booth having a huge dance party.
They totally
playing
did.
No other than the Macarena.
Yeah, what was that?
Some Madonna song.
Vogue.
They were playing Vogue. And the Country Joe, Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
How is this for a dance remix, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know what... And it was the strangest, and people were super into it.
They were totally into it.
Because I hate to say it, but this is my philosophy, is white people, we really love a song that tells us how to dance to it.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Until they started playing that chicken dance. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Whatever that is.
Chicken dance song.
You could hear that clapping, like, echo throughout the park, and we were literally on the other side of the
miles
park.
Away down somewhere else. People are clapping along to the chicken dance
in perfect unison too. Yeah. Man, they were hitting those beats right on. So apparently all cultures, like,
we love not being good dancers but being able to participate anyway.
A good participatory song.
Participatory.
That's what we're looking for.
So you're in favor then of bringing in maybe some newer country music?
Oh, abso-freaking-lutely.
Because they went through a moment there where they even had like some pop influences, Carrie Underwood kind of stuff.
Wow.
You know? Could you imagine like...
Blown away by Carrie Underwood up there.
Blown away in like a tornado fan-like kind of thing going on.
Poor Trixie would be holding on for dear life.
And they could totally update the animatronics too to make them a little bit more expressive and movie and kind of stuff.
Oh my goodness.
It would be amazing.
This would be too much to handle, actually.
And then I think to introduce something like that, I think it would be awesome to shut down the ride, to do an overhaul as the movie's coming out so that people are like, I want to go back down to Florida and see how the show turned out,
right?
You know, or whatever.
You could even get the country stars to all participate in this story for sure.
Yeah, like
for sure. There's not a
full-on Muppets have guest stars where they just kind of crop up randomly.
Could you imagine?
Not even as country stars, but it would be funny just to have, you know, Wynonna Judd just kind of wandering through somewhere. You're like, what is Wynonna doing there? You know.
Right? She'll just show up as a Stitch character or something.
Yeah. I just think it would be super fun. And it's a show that I think has so much potential, which is a word I hate, but it has so much potential to be such a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
That it's disappointing to me to see that there are people that don't care to go see it.
But you were pretty furious the fact that they took it out in California.
I'm still mad.
So much so that we're not allowed to go on Winnie the Pooh.
I know. We went on Winnie the Pooh this last time in Florida. I was like, this is the first time I've been able to enjoy this ride. Because most of the time in California on the ride, I'm just sitting there going, ugh, I cannot believe they took out the Country Bears for this nonsense.
Right.
And fun fact, obscure fact, when you're riding through the one in California, when you walk in, when the ride goes into the honey room, if you turn around, the three heads that are on the wall from Country Bear Jamboree
really?
Are up on the wall behind you.
I know those three heads too.
Yeah.
I saw them and everything
it's,
now.
Max, Buff, and Melvin are the three mounted animal heads up on the wall.
Wow.
And in the Winnie the Pooh ride in California, you can turn around and see them in that room.
Yeah.
Which just adds insult to injury for me. Like, ugh, I cannot believe you took this out. But, you know, I understand that, once again, the parks are always advancing and always doing right. new things.
But you felt like they could definitely add it in to that area right across in California Adventure now, exactly. where the water ride is.
Mm-hmm.
You felt like they could fit in that area.
It perfectly. 100% fits the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to take things out that I don't particularly care about to put in things that I care about, but there's like that adventure trail kind of section over there by the Grizzly River Run.
I've seen the entrance.
Right. And potentially kids love it. I have no idea. I've seen very few people in there, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it would be the ideal place to take out whatever that is. And put the Country Bears in over there. And then you can do the movie leading into it. It would be a smash hit. If you did the movie right.
Right.
Don't do these lazy, boring storylines that come right. up so often. But give us an opportunity to really get to know the characters. And then get people excited to go in and see their show, too.
Yeah. I guess you couldn't really do a big, epic Pirates of the Caribbean type of a show. You couldn't do that. So probably not on
You wouldn't
that
want it that much. I think what you would really want is a character builder, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where you're driving around the United States picking up your cousin bears that have spread out all over the country and bringing them to do the show down at, you know, at Disney.
And would they all be wearing their Country Bear concert t-shirts?
Yeah. I forgot I made one of those.
You did?
Good job.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah, you didn't really particularly care for it, but I did a big bear skull, and I named their tour If You Can't Bite, Don't Growl tour.
Ah, yes.
And it has the names Zeke and Zeb and Ted and Fred and a bear named Tennessee, which is the name of the Five Bear Rugs, which is, you know, the house band at Country Bear Jamboree.
Yeah.
It's a great shirt.
It's a great shirt.
I have to say. If I dare say shirt, myself.
As far shirts go, it's fantastic.
Right? But it's just a fun ride. I wish that they would just let me get my hands on it and do some fun stuff and really zhuzh it up a bit and make it super exciting. Because I think with a little touch of more Disney magic, it could be extremely popular.
Right.
But it's like I always say, if you can't bite, don't growl. Until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.